Czech nanofiber technology firm Respilon Group says it has developed revolutionary masks capable of isolating and killing viruses such as the one currently affecting China. To find out more, Tom McEncrow spoke to Respilon CEO Roman Zimmer and began by asking him how the mask works.
You have to actually make the difference between the face mask and the respirator. According to the norms and, let's say, standards, face mask is described as the product which protects the surroundings against the wearer. So that means it captures actually the germs which are going out of the wearer, and the face mask actually captures those germs so they don't spread in the room or in the space. That's why, for example, the doctor wears the face mask, because he protects the patient against his germs. Yeah? So he shouldn't put the patient into the risk. That's why this face mask has construction the way that it doesn't perfectly face fit. And also the filter has absolutely very weak filtration features, because it just captures the droplets that goes out of the wearer's mouth. And on the other side, there are the respirators, which are described as the labor protective, let's say, product. And those labor protective products are suited to capture the solid particles out of the air. And they have nothing common with filtration against the pathogens. Yeah? And the combination with the nanofibers actually makes first the face mask something that can also protect the wearer, not only surroundings against the wearer, but it works both ways. So that means that protects the wearer also against the surroundings. But of course, the face mask then needs to have a little bit different shapes so it fulfills the face fit requirements. And then the respirators, with the combination with nanofibers, have the ability to stop the viruses as well in a very efficient way.
You say it can not only trap the virus but also destroy it, is that correct?
This is actually the project that we are working with our Israeli partner, who has the patent to make the copper dioxide nanoparticles, which are implemented into the fibers. And with those particles, we make the nonwoven material. And our project is that we combine the textile with the copper dioxide particles with nanofibers. The copper dioxide layer in the mask should actually kill the virus immediately when it gets in contact with the virus and the copper dioxide. So this is the first barrier, and the second barrier is actually made from the nanofibers, so that means that it protects mechanical penetration of the virus, even if it is eliminated and other solid particles or any other pathogens through the masks. So we have, let's say, double protective barrier, which 100% of, let's say, 99.9% works, let's say.
And this mask is the result of this project, I understand it correctly?
Yeah, we actually have the final agreement 2 days ago, and we are, say, actively working so we can start the production in 14 days. But in the real time, we can get those masks in 6 to 8 weeks, not sooner, unfortunately.
And when they're, you know, ready, will they be sold just on the Czech market or abroad as well? And how much are they going to cost?
International cooperation. So we definitely do not want to limit the market. We want to work with all distributors that can actually put it into the market the way that all users and consumers which are in potential threat can use it. Yeah. So our ability to put this product on the market into right channels, this is actually the most crucial part, because we definitely need to find the most reliable partners which can have this, let's say, ability of flexible supplies, especially in this case of, let's say, potential pandemic like it is right now.
So right now it's basically the first people to order in 6 weeks' time are going to be, you know, wherever they are, they're going to probably get the mask. Am I correct?
Or? Definitely where they can get this mask will be our e-shop. So that means that on the Respilon website, you can find the e-shop, and in 6 to 8 weeks' time, there should be this new mask, which can be ordered. Concerning the price, you assume that the price will be between $2 to $5. But we are still working on this, because we want to make the mask as much possible affordable.
Okay, and just to sort of get it clear, is this mask you've developed, I mean, you were saying, you know, it's international cooperation. Is this a unique concept internationally, or is it some sort of widespread feature, you know, in nanofiber masks in general, you know, that other companies also offer? Or is this some sort of new thing that really...
This is absolutely unique and a revolutionary approach that we take. And at that moment, this mask will be ready. That will be the real revolution in, let's say, civil protection.